Are you dreaming of visiting Switzerland? Planning a trip to Switzerland is very exciting, but it can also be overwhelming. How do you choose which of the many scenic cities, towns, and villages to visit? Which mountaintop excursions should you take? And what's the best way to get around Switzerland? And of course, how much of the country can you realistically see within your time frame? If you've asked yourself any of these questions, this is the podcast for you. This is the Holidays to Switzerland Travel Podcast, and in each episode, your host Carolyn Schonefinger chats with Swiss travel experts to answer your most commonly asked questions, provide practical tips, and take you on a virtual visit to the most popular destinations, and of course some hidden gems to help you plan your dream trip to Switzerland. And you'll hear plenty of conversations about Swiss cheese and chocolate too. Are you ready to plan your trip to Switzerland? Well, let's get started.
Hi there, and welcome to episode 90 of the Holidays to Switzerland Travel Podcast. For many travellers, the must-see sites and attractions in Zurich include the old town, the twin-towered Grossmünster Cathedral, perhaps a lake cruise, and of course the Lindt Home of Chocolate Museum. But the city has so much more to offer. In this episode, we'll be uncovering some of the hidden gems and local favourites of Switzerland's largest city. My guest is Sarina Engert, a Zurich local, who some of you may know as she's one of the moderators in our Switzerland Travel Planning Facebook group. She also featured on the podcast previously, back in episode 55, when she gave us lots of useful tips about visiting Switzerland in the winter. Today, Sarina shares some of her top recommendations for those who'd like to discover parts of Zurich that are mostly only frequented by locals. If you're looking for a fantastic view over Zurich, would like to know where to find vibrant flea markets, funky bars, or even a great gelato, Sarina reveals all that and more. She's also got some great tips about the wonderful variety of festivals that are held in Zurich throughout the year. These are definitely worth a visit if you're in the city whilst they are being staged. So plug in your headphones, relax, and let's explore some of the local Zurich secrets that await you. Good morning, Sarina. Thank you very much for coming onto the podcast again. For those listeners who perhaps don't know you, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hi, good morning, Carolyn. As you said, my name is Sarina. I'm living close to Zurich. And some of the listeners maybe know me already as moderator of the Facebook group of Holidays to Switzerland. And I would say that's it. That's more or less what I'm doing. I mean, I do a normal job during the day, but I'm happy to help everyone who wants to come to Switzerland with their plannings and questions.
Thank you. It's very much appreciated. You do a fantastic job, and your local knowledge is wonderful, very extensive. So I know that everyone in the Facebook group gets a lot of help and assistance from you. So thank you again for that. Now, we're here today to talk about Zurich, and myself, I've been to Zurich and stayed in Zurich for a few nights on a number of occasions, but like a lot of people, I've probably only really been to, you know, what we know as the main tourist attractions. But I think you'd like to share some perhaps local secrets, we could call them, with the listeners who might be returning to Switzerland for another visit, or would perhaps like to just get off the regular tourist trail for some of their stay. So what would you like to start by telling us about today?
I think one of the biggest attractions, in my opinion, is definitely visiting Uetliberg. It's compared to the other mountains in Switzerland, it's rather a hill. It's a small hill close to Zurich. You can reach it by public transportation from the Zurich main station. It takes approximately 20 minutes to go to the top. When you reach the top, you still need to walk, hike. It's an easy hike for 10 minutes to reach the restaurant. And it's also a hotel where you can have a nice dinner with a really great view over Zurich And if the weather is good and you're there during a summer day and it's not night, you also see the mountains. And during winter, you have a really nice view over Zurich and all the lights. And during Christmas time, there is also a small Christmas market on top where you can get some raclette, some sausage, and also you can buy some smaller stuff.
Okay, and how long does it take to get there from Zurich main station?
I would say it takes approximately 20 minutes to get there by public transportation. It's a train. And I said, you still need to walk a bit, but it's really doable.
Okay, and what about the views? I guess there's some being a small mountain rather than a hill, we'll call it. I guess the views are pretty spectacular.
The view is amazing. You have the view over whole Zurich, over the lake as well, so Lake of Zurich. And I said, if the weather is good on a summer day, you also see the mountains in the background. Like you see Rigi, you see Pilatus, these types of mountains. So from inner Switzerland. And I mean, if you're really sport enthusiastic, you can rent a bike somewhere in Zurich and go up and do some mountain biking, because it's a famous place for all people living in Zurich to do like hiking and mountain biking and running.
Okay, fantastic. That's definitely something worth considering doing when we visit Zurich. All right, so for folks who perhaps don't want to go to Uetliberg, what are some of the other places that they might like to go and visit when they're in Zurich?
This is rather a place where most locals are going. Zurich has several districts. It's called, if you are in Zurich and you want to talk to the locals, it's called Kreis. And it's located, so the place I'm talking now about, or the places, are located in the District 5, which is a bit the part where people are going out having fun.
Okay. Kind of the party district.
Yeah, the district 4 and 5 are the party districts. It's not really about clubbing. It's more about bars, fancy locations, like these hipster urban places.
Ah, okay, okay.
One of the places, for instance, the Freitag Tower. I don't know if it's really famous globally, but in Switzerland, it's kind of a famous brand. And they are producing bags, mainly bags. And the bags, they are, I would say it's kind of upcycling. And they built their headquarter of their shop is located in this District 5. It's close to the train station Hartbrücke. So easy to reach by train or even by tram. And it's built from stacked shipping containers. I think they have 19 stacked shipping containers, and it's rising 26 meters into the air, and it's accessible by the public, and it gives you a really nice view over the whole district there.
Okay. And the interesting thing about the bags that Freitag make, they're, as you said, they're sort of upcycled, but they're made from the tarpaulins from trucks. Is that right?
Exactly, yes. So it's really great material for Switzerland because it's raining quite a lot here. And, it gives a good protection against the rain, against the wet. So, yeah. And I think it was 10 years ago, or even 5 years. I mean, they are still famous, but 5 years ago, they had really like everyone had to have a Freitag back in Switzerland.
Okay. Okay, so even if you're not going to buy one of the Freitag bags, it's definitely worth going and looking at their quite unique shop made out of those shipping containers.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what else is in that district? Are there other places that you recommend people go and see?
If you are anyhow in this district, the Freitag place, right next to it, it's a famous, I would say, outdoor restaurant. It's called Gerold's Garden. And and it's, yeah, it's kind of a feel-good oasis. It's really located in the heart of it, also close to the train station Hartbrücke. And you can find there some tiny stores during summer. They are selling art. And one of the most famous ice cream places called Gelateria di Verna. It's I had it this summer several times. It's really good. And during winter, they have different offers. I think in November, December, and at the moment they are kind of organizing high cuisine dinners with five-star chefs. And when it's getting closer to Christmas, they are also having like a really small Christmas market with different food stands. It's a really nice place to spend some time if you want to relax somewhere a bit in Zurich.
I think when we were chatting earlier, you mentioned something about urban surf. That sounds very interesting. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, it's also located in District 5. It's, again, close to Gerolfgarten. So, again, close to the train station. And it's kind of, during summer, it gives like the surfers in the city the option or the possibility to do some surfing. It's an artificial wave. And you can rent there the board. And I mean, it doesn't matter if you are pro or a beginner. You can simply just try it. You can try to surf there. And it's also cool because as a visitor, you have like a bar, like a chill area around the wave where you can have like some drinks, a beer, and watch the surfers and the sunset over the Prime Tower.
Okay. So surfing and Switzerland aren't two words that you would normally associate. So it's interesting and I know there are a few places in Switzerland where you can surf on the rivers, but in Zurich, that's quite something different. Okay. So the Prime Tower, you just mentioned that we can see views of that from urban surf. And I think that might be one of the tallest buildings in Zurich. Is that right?
It's the tallest building in Zurich, not in Switzerland, but in Zurich. And it was completed in 2011. I think it has 126 meters around that. It's high. And it's also located in this District 5. And the cool thing is the top floor is open for visitors. There is a restaurant called Clouds, and you can have for locals, the brunch there is quite famous. The brunch for Sunday, and also the bar where you can have. You don't need a reservation. It's big enough. Normally, it already happened to me that I tried to enter and it was completely full. But I would say during the week, you don't need any reservation. You can simply just drop by and visit the bar on top.
Mm-hmm. And is that a good spot to go for sunset views or views of the city lit up at night?
Yes, it's really beautiful view you have. I think the special thing about Zurich train station is that it's the biggest train station in Switzerland. It's also kind of a bigger train station in Europe. And it gives you the view over the whole train station and all the tracks. So if you're interested in trains, it's amazing. But also it gives you the view from Hartbrücke, which is located a bit on the west, if I'm not mistaken. And it gives you really the whole view until the lake.
Okay, yeah, well, that's definitely something to keep in mind.
And the entry is for free, so you only pay for your drink.
Perfect. Sounds good. All right. Well, let's move on from District 5. Now, I know there's quite a special, I guess you call it a funicular, that goes up from Zurich called the Polybahn. What can you tell us about that?
It's Switzerland and Zurich. I mean, we have hills, mountains everywhere, more or less. Zurich is built in like place where you have hills on both sides, like, yeah. And on the one side, you have the Uetliberg. We talked already about it. And on the other side, you have the Zürichberg. And on this side, you also have the University of Zurich and the ETH, which is the Federal Institution of Technology. And to reach these two buildings, especially for students, you have like a cogwheel train a train in the end, which brings you up to these two buildings. And, I studied at the University of Zurich and I use this polybahn on a daily basis. If you plan to visit the university and the ETH, I just recommend not to go during rush hours because it's really packed. But during the day, it's fine. And you have on top at ETH, you have like a really nice panorama terrace. It also gives you a great view over the city.
Okay. Yeah, I know there are great views from up there. I've stayed at a hotel on Zürichberg, and yeah, the hotel, the view from the hotel out over the lake and even onto the Alps is just incredible. So that's definitely another place to go for good views. And I think you might have another suggestion for us with where it's a nice place to go and enjoy a meal at a restaurant and take in those views.
Exactly. To reach this place, you need to take a bus from Zurich up to, again, a hill. It's called Käferberg. And it lies above the urban quarter Hunk. And you can also walk there or hike. It's 1 hour. If you hike up there, you get to know Zurich a bit better because these are more the quiet areas of Zurich. They are also Wipkingen and Tönk. They are also offering already a nice view. And in the end of your hike, you will reach the restaurant Weit. There is a vantage point and the restaurant. I would say, well, price wise, It's rather expensive because you pay the view as usual in Zurich, but it really gives you a really nice view and it's definitely less crowded than Uetliberg.
Okay, yeah, so that's a good option, and we will include in the show notes the transport options that you've mentioned. So for that place, if people don't want to walk, they can take a bus. So we'll put all the details of how to get to each of these places that you're mentioning. So it's easy for the listeners to get there. All right. So we've had lots of good views over the city. What about looking at the stars? I think there's a place that you'd like to tell us about.
Yes, there is the Urania Sternwarte. So Sternwarte means in German like an observatory. And it's, as you said, it's a place to go if you are an astronomy fan. You can somehow reach the stars from there. It's located in the heart of Zurich in the District 1. I know many people are mentioning like visiting the police station in Zurich because it's a famous old building. And if you are already there, the Urania Sternwarte or the Urania Observatory is kind of close by. You can go up, there is also a restaurant. It's called, it's rather a bar. It's called the bar Jules Verne. And you can visit this bar for free. I mean, pay for the drinks. But if you want to visit the observatory, there are guided tours. If I'm not mistaken, I think if you want to have a guided tour in English, you still have to request it. It's the standard tours are still in German.
So is there anywhere else, any other places that you think are worth people having a look at?
One place I would like to mention is going back to District 5. I know that some people are I saw some questions already in the Facebook group that people are asking for kind of a flea market or, you know, a special place where you can get some smaller things, some souvenirs, but not like the touristy souvenirs. We have two places in Zurich I definitely can recommend. One is in the District 5. There is an old, there is kind of a shopping paradise for secondhand clothes and also kind of designer small things crafted in Zurich. It was a former viaduct for a train. There is still a train, but so train tracks, a train route. But they use it now for a place for shops. And it's pretty cool, especially during summer when it gets dark. They also use some different lights for each arch. It's really nice to see.
Okay. And is that running all the time or are the shops only open on certain days of the week?
Well, as everywhere in Switzerland, Sunday is not the best day to go shopping. But besides Sunday, the shops are open.
Okay. Very good. All right. And is there another flea market that you had in mind?
It's on Saturday, but you need to check first before you go, because I think it's not every Saturday, especially not during winter, because it's too cold. But during summer, you have a huge flea market and a farmer's market at the Bürkliplatz. Bürkliplatz is where the ships are, or the boats are starting for their cruise in Zurich. And if you go there, you meet, so you see many locals, because it's kind of really a local event, Zurich, for Zurich people.
And I guess it's quite easy to look up the dates for that. I imagine that'd be on the Zurich Tourism website, so that should be quite easy to find. Now, I think there was one other place that you wanted to mention, Letten, was it?
Yep. Now the places are more a recommendation for hot summer days, because, you don't go to Letten during winter. So Letten is part of the river Limmat. So we have the lake in Zurich, and then we have the river Limmat, which goes through the city. And on hot summer days, people are going to Letten. We have the Oberer Letten and the Unterer Letten. These are two places close to each other. And both places are offering bathing facilities in the river. Means you can jump in the river and just floating down the river until, not really the end, but I think it's 200-400 meters. You can let yourself float down and then leave the water again, walk up and do it again, which is famous for during summer in Zurich. Most of the people are going there.
Okay. I know that the bardies or the baths are very popular in Zurich. And so I can see why floating down the river would be very popular too. Okay. Well, plenty of ideas there. You mentioned that particularly at that flea market at Bürkliplatz, that's a great place to, you know, see the locals. And I imagine that at festivals, that's another good way to mingle with the locals and get a real feel for the, you know, for the city and how people go about their daily life. What are some of the festivals in Zurich that you really like to visit?
As a visitor, I definitely recommend, if you're in Zurich around April, visit Sechseleuten. It's a central tradition, and it's normally, as I said, I think April, it's in the beginning of spring, but dates are also easy to look up. There are historical costumes members with horses And then you have like bands, flowers, flags. And I think the most famous part of this festive is the boog. And
the burning of the boog.
Exactly. It's the boog is like a snowman. And it's like a huge snowman on a pile of sheets, wood sheets. And in the end, the tradition is the following. Someone is putting this wood staple on fire. And depending on how long it takes, because the berg, or the snowman, is going to explode in the end. And it depends how long it takes until the berg is exploding. As long as it takes, as worse gets the summer.
Okay. So if he takes a long time to explode, the summer's going to be no good. That's the tradition, or that's the thought.
That's the thought. But I mean, being honest, this year, the work took more than an hour, which was the longest ever. we had 3 heat waves. So
no one told the Berg that was going to happen. Okay, so what are some of the other festivals?
One of the other festivals is called Knabenschießen. This one is hard to translate in English, because if I translate it in English, the meaning would be completely different. It's kind of a folk festival, kind of a huge Luna Park. And I think it's the biggest Luna Park in Zurich, and it takes place, if I'm not mistaken, start of autumn around September. It's really more about having fun, having some fun rides and some roller coasters, spending time together.
Okay, and is that held over just one weekend, like Saturday and Sunday?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. The flower displays, or particularly the roses, you often see lots of photos of those on Instagram at particular times of the year. So can you tell us a bit about those? Because that's something quite worth seeing.
Yes, it's kind of the flower fountains. It's something new in Zurich compared to all the other traditions. And it's in the time before Easter, the week before Easter, the fountains in Zurich are kind of full with colorful roses, and they are it's organized by the church in Zurich. So that let's put it this way: it's organized by the churches in Zurich. And I think it's 15 or even more fountains are full with floating roses. And the tradition comes from the years during Corona. The churches in Zurich thought like it's kind of a sad time, because you need to be at home. You don't have that many joyful events at the moment. So let's put some flowers in the fountains and make people happy.
That's such a lovely idea. Yes. You can't help but be cheered up when you walk past one of those fountains full of colourful roses, that's for sure. Now, still on the flower theme, I know that there's some beautiful foliage displays in Switzerland. And a few episodes ago, we had a chat about visiting Switzerland in the autumn, when all the beautiful when the leaves are changing colours. But in spring, the streets are lined with cherry blossoms.
Exactly.
Are they all over the? Are they all over the city?
So Zurich has a lot of cherry blossom trees, and it's kind of during spring, I think this year, because the spring was rather bad. It was cold and rainy. I think the season started around end of April, unfortunately. Normally it starts in the beginning of April with the cherry blossoms. And it's not everywhere in Zurich. I mean, in the heart of Zurich, so District 1 and 2, there are not really a lot of cherry blossoms. But you need to go again a bit outside, like District 3 and 4, also 5. There you have many streets with cherry blossom trees, and it looks really beautiful.
I bet. So you don't need to go to Japan for cherry blossoms. You can see them in Switzerland, in Zurich. Now, we couldn't talk about festivals in Switzerland without talking about Christmas markets. And Zurich has quite a few different Christmas markets. So can you tell us about some of the different ones that we can visit?
The beginning of this Christmas market season in Zurich is always in the end of November. And if you're in Zurich at this point in time, then go to the street around Bahnhofstrasse or Paradeplatz. And I think it's around 6. Yes. You need to be there at 6 o'clock. There are no trams anymore. It's really completely, the public transportation just stops. Then you need to go there. You're not alone. Believe me, there are many folks on the street. And then they switch on at 6 the lights in Zurich, the Christmas lights. It's kind of a traditional event. And the light is called Lucy. So if you hear anyone talking about Lucy, it's always the light. And then they switch on this light. And in the beginning, before they switch on, it's really dark because they're switching off all other lights. There is nothing else besides the people on the street. And then suddenly the light goes on. And then I think people are even applauding, if I'm not mistaken. It always depends on the year. And then the Christmas markets are open, and you can have your first official Glühwein at the Christmas market. You can do the shopping. And then you have various options. One is at the main station, so the train station in Zurich. There is one inside the train station, which gives some shelter in case of windy, rainy days. In my opinion, it's not the nicest one because it's kind of, you have limited space, so it's always packed. And I also heard the Swarovski, there was 2 or 3 years back, every year there was like a huge Christmas tree with some Swarovski crystals. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they are not there anymore, unfortunately. But that was kind of the most famous thing. And beside the one at the train station, then you have the singing Christmas tree close to the Bahnhofstrasse. The singing Christmas tree is like a tree-shaped podest for singers. And they're standing then there and singing Christmas songs.
I think you need to see it. If you can't see it in real life, you need to see a photo of it to actually picture what it's like.
Exactly. It's a special thing, and it's kind of it's fun to go there and to see it. It's a nice thing. And then if you go, you're at the moment, you can do everything in one evening. I mean, you're a bit in a hurry, but it's possible. But I would recommend to definitely spend a bit more time. But you're at Bahnhofstrasse, then you need to walk up towards the lake. And there you have a place called Bellevue, right in front of the opera at the lake. And that's one of my most favorite, or that's my favorite Christmas market. You have there the how is it called? The Christmas Village. And it's really like a small village with many food stands. It's more, not a really traditional Christmas market like you're used to from Germany. It's more, again, like a hipster Christmas market. It's kind of typical for Zurich. You have small places where they sell, again, handmade, crafted stuff. not really Christmas related. It's really just handmade. And on the other side, you also have frog clay. You have different food options. You also have Asian food options, like dumplings or pho, so the Vietnamese soup. You also get some Israeli food, like falafel and all this kind of stuff.
Okay, so plenty of options.
Plenty of options, exactly. And
yeah, and as you say, quite different to your glue wine and your gingerbread and your sausages.
Exactly. So it's really more like the urban Christmas market.
And wonderful.
And you have another one, but I think it doesn't. It's not. You need to look up the dates again because it doesn't take place all the time. Because the ones I mentioned now, they really start in the beginning of, in the end of November until Christmas. And then there is a last one which takes place in Niederdörfli, which is the old town of Zurich. And, well, you walk, in the end, the old town is kind of narrow. So if you want to visit this Christmas market, just be prepared that there will be a lot of people. But it's also a nice one because you walk along the old streets of Zurich and you have, you know, when you walk along the streets, you always have like the small places, where the people earlier days gathered for some information or whatever. And it gives a bit more space than in the narrow city. And in these places, you have several Christmas markets. Stands, which is kind of nice. Then you walk along these narrow streets, then you find again such a place, then you can stop by, have a glue wine, have again the traditional Christmas market stands, like sausage, and enjoy the old town.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of options, and that's the great thing. As you say, you've got the urban kind of Christmas market vibe at Bellevue, and then you've got the more traditional kind as well. So there's something for everyone, and people can even visit them both and compare them. So that's great to know. We could talk for hours, I think, about all the things to do in Zurich, but I will include links to those different other different festivals as well in the show notes for this. Now, you've given us plenty of different options for things to go and see and do that are a bit off the tourist trail, perhaps. Do you have any other tips for a first-time visitor to Zurich?
Well, as a first-time visitor, I would definitely recommend just to visit the touristy spots. Because they are already, I mean, there are plenty of them. And you see the city. I would say you see quite a lot of the nice places of the city if you're really following the tourist spots. Like, Lindenhof, which is a place, where you can walk to. Easy to reach, and it already gives you a great view over the city. I'm not a huge fan of Bahnhofstrasse, but I think people need to see it because it's like window shopping, because it's really expensive. Another thing, which is, if you're in Zurich and want to relax a bit, I recommend the Hürlima Spa. I think it's located in an old brewery. And the cool thing is it's famous for its rooftop whirlpool, where you have also a nice view over the whole city and can enjoy a bit your wellness treatments there.
Yeah. Any other tips?
Yeah, I mean, if you're in Zurich and you want to know a bit the city a bit better, I definitely recommend to take the tram 10. It starts at main station and it's kind of free. It's a regular ticket, but in the end, it's like a cheap way of sightseeing through the city. It brings you through the whole city up to the airport, if I'm not mistaken. And it's kind of, it's known for, because it brings you to Politeras, the university, and through all these districts.
Excellent. So a cheap way to see the real Zurich on the tram. Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Serena, for sharing all that with us today. As I mentioned, we'll have all that info in the show notes. So if people have forgotten one of the names that we've talked about or want to find out more, all that info will be in there for them to have a look at. Thanks again for joining us today from Zurich.
Thank you for inviting me.
We'll chat soon. Bye.
Bye.
Now that you know about all these wonderful places to visit and things to do in Zurich, have you included enough time in your itinerary to see them all? I love Zurich. It's big enough to offer plenty to do, and it has a friendly vibe. I almost always spend a couple of nights in the city before I fly back home from Switzerland. And next time I'll definitely be exploring some of the places that Serena chatted about today. Utliberg has been on my must-visit list for ages, so that's a high priority. If you'd like to know more about the places that were mentioned in this episode, you'll find all the details in the show notes. Our website also has lots of articles about Zurich, including accommodation recommendations, how to get from the airport to the city or vice versa, and a suggested two-day itinerary. Links to those articles will also be in the show notes, which you'll find at holidaystoswitzerland.com/episode90. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you enjoy the podcast, I'd love it if you could leave a 5-star rating or review on your favourite podcast app. And if you have a friend, family member, or a colleague who is planning a trip to Switzerland soon, please share the podcast with them too. Thank you so much. Until next time, tschüss.